Hi, I'm Carol Dooley, and as we continue our series on fabulous Barbados, Barbados, of course, known for a lot of things, but not least its musical culture. Music is everywhere, and very recently, actually, the very first Silk Road Music Festival took place, and I am delighted to be joined now by one of the headliners there, whose name is Sivers.
Yeah, my name is Sivers the Third. I'm a
Sivers
rapper.
The third,
yeah. So there was a first and a second. Shout out to my big brothers and my big sister. The Silk Road Music Festival, we had our first show on April 6th. It's a multi-genre festival, so we had rappers, singers, dancers, we had tattoo artists, we had painters. It was a representation of the underrepresented communities in Barbados, because, you know, Barbados is predominantly known for soca music, if you didn't know. So Priyanka Devani.
And describe that for anybody who doesn't know what that music is.
Okay, so the best thing I can say is it's like island music. It's very rhythmic, it's very pop, it's very a lot of steel pan, a lot of percussion. And it's very, it's like a party music, you know,
right.
But it's not all that we're known for. Me, myself, being a hip hop artist from Barbados, I do tell stories about Barbados, and my peers also tell stories about their life. And it's like the community is very small. We're very small knit. We all know each other. And the festival was just our triumphant victory of coming through and pulling off this festival where all of...
And how many performers were there?
There was over 25
was
on the main stage. And then we had a whole acoustic stage with like 10 plus performers too. It was like a open mic night kind of vibe.
It must have been fantastic. I'm just thinking here, you know, of all this great music in this beautiful temperature, this beautiful climate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it must have been a very...
And we were at the Sweetfield Manor, and that hotel is beautiful. They had us there. Much love to them as well. And it was like a beautiful old job. We had a lawn, we had a pool, you know, we had a stage. So it was lovely.
So what was the reaction then to the festival from local people? Did they love it?
So we had a mixture of locals. We had people from the UK. We had people from America. Tourists actually came in to see the show. And they loved it, man. I can speak for my set specifically. I had fire breathers and traditional folklore dancers. I had steel pan. So like, it was really a representation of Barbadian culture. And the festival in itself is a representation of our culture. And that's what Silk Road looks to do. We go into communities across the globe and try to highlight the communities that don't get, you know, shine or representation.
Can I ask about the name, Silk Road?
Mm.
What is that? Like,
okay,
what does that represent?
Silk Road used to be like a bunch of old trade routes where in like Eastern Asian where they would exchange like gold and silver on the Silk Road, right? So we see it as us exchanging culture and goods between different communities, between the UK and Barbados, between Barbados and Kenya, between Barbados and London, wherever we go next, you know. So it's really about exchange, and it's a healthy exchange. The artists gets to come in the community, get paid, get to show their art, you know what I mean? And yeah, Priyanka is a sweetheart, you know. Shout out to her. She's the founder, and she's very passionate, very, very committed to the mission of Silk Road.
And you know, putting on a music festival is no small thing, is it?
Yeah.
Is this the start of it now? Is this going to be an annual event?
Yeah, so we had our mini launch last year, and our official festival was April 6th this year. So we're looking to make it annual, you know, and we're also looking to do an exchange of talent, but taking some artists here, going to the UK and performing there. So
come to Ireland as well.
Yeah, so I want to. I always want to come. My dad is actually part Irish.
Excellent.
And my mom is Barbadian, so
that's okay.
Maybe I get to come back and see see everything.
Yeah. Yes. Well, listen, I'm sorry that we missed it, but we'll do our best maybe to come and catch the next one next year.
If there's one thing I just want to touch on quickly too, Silk Road also has we do a lot of community work. They do a lot of initiatives going into the communities and a lot of charity work as well, trying to find young youth that need help and need a voice. So like it's also a festival, but it's a movement, it's an organization, and we're looking to just take this all over the world, man.
Okay, well, if you're planning a trip to Barbados, then make sure you keep the Silk Road Music Festival in mind and plan your next visit around that.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
So thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank
and a
you
pleasure
very much,
to
Carol.
You.
Nice talking to you too. Nice talking to the people of Ireland as well. You can find us on Silk Road Music Group, on Silk Road Music Festival. And you can find me, Sivers the Third, Sivers the Third, on all my social medias.
Perfect.
Thank
you.